I don't know, a comb, I reckon. I used to, when I had good teeth, put the comb up there on a piece of paper, and I blow it, it'd make a terrible racket. And you hear it ringing everywhere.
Yeah. Okay, this harp that you mentioned, what did you call that? Did it have another name? Did you call it French harp or mouth harp?
French harp or mouth harp, either one.
They're the same thing?
No. It's a little different. French harp, mouth harp. Well, I don't know if it's any different. Don't know what it is.
What about something that you put in between your teeth, that hole between your teeth, and you twang it?
It's a juice harp.
Okay. And the thing that you pound nails with, you call that the...
Yes, explain that again.
What tools might you have around the house?
Well, a grubbing hole, pick, shovel, anything like that, hammer.
Okay. Now, suppose you have a wagon and two horses. What do you call the long wooden piece that comes between the horses?
Tongue.
Okay. And if you have a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up, you have to back him between the...
Shade.
Okay. And now, talking about parts of a wagon wheel, now the very inside would be called the hub.
Yeah.
When the spokes come out, and what do they fit into?
They fit into the hub.
Okay, but coming out, though, they fit into the...
wheel. The rim.
Okay. And then what? Is there something that goes over the rim?
Piece of iron.
Okay. What part? What do you call that?
You call that the rim.
The what?
Wheel rim.
Okay, is that the part that touches the ground?
Mm-hmm.
The rim touches the ground?
No, no. The rim don't touch the ground. It's, I forgot what to call it.
Call it the
tar. The tar.
Okay. Did you ever hear a felly or feller part of a wagon wheel?
Yeah, the fellow is, I know what it is, but I can't call it.
Is it something the spokes go into?
The feather?
Uh-huh.
No, I'm stalled it up on that.
Okay, Now, suppose you have a horse hitched up to a wagon. What do you call the thing that the traces hook onto?
Swing tree.
Okay. And suppose you have two horses.
You'd have to have two swing trees.
Okay. And they'd be hooked onto the...
wagon.
Okay. You ever, would that be called a double?
It's called a double. Team. Double swing. Double trees.
Okay. Suppose there was a log across the road. You say, I tied a chain to it and I what it out of the way. And I
moved it out of the way.
Okay, or another word you might use. And I
drug it out of the way.
Okay. You say, we have what, many logs out of this road?
Many rock.
Many logs. We have.
Oh. I don't know the answer.
Okay, but using that same word, you'd say, we have what?